evening and welcome to the show. Je savais pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree. And back in the studio with me again, Tim Benson, head guy, director of traffic, the traffic control dude at the Music Academy, and also owner of Wave Theory Studios. This last segment he was in a couple weeks ago was about the musical that was presented and did very well on August 5th.
It was awesome.
We're looking forward to the next one.
Yes.
And so today we're going to talk about the Music Academy because it's back to school time. And what a great time to add music lessons to your schedule is back
yes.
to school.
It's back to school time.
Fresh
yes.
start. Everybody gets their
year.
Routine back in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. So cool. I haven't been there very long, but I know y'all have won the Times of Acadiana Best for how many years in a row now?
2 years in a row now.
It's pretty impressive.
Yep. We also won a national award in 2014. So out of about 250 music schools nationally, we came in number one. And that was a few years ago. We had a visit from the then Lafayette City Parish President, Joey Durrell, to present the award. It was really a lot of fun. And it was a great recognition for us here in Acadiana,
yeah.
as no other Louisiana school up to that point had won any award like that for music lessons. So
nice.
We're very excited about that.
Absolutely. Well, give us just a brief history of how and when and where it got started.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Tim Benson, and I started as a guitar teacher. Actually, I'm a graduate of University of Louisiana Lafayette. Graduated in 2000, top of my class, not to toot my own horn, but I'll toot it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. Went on tour with my then band for a few years and did music lessons on the side. As bands tend to do, we unfortunately kind of went our separate ways.
Yeah.
And
happens a lot,
unfortunately. But so over that course of time, around 2007, 2008, just started teaching a bit more. And partnered up with another teacher, Jim McGee,
mm-hmm.
and he and I basically sat down one day and said, you know, let's do something really cool. and that was in 2010, and we ever since we found a space to do our music lessons. We recruited a lot of other like-minded music teachers,
mm-hmm.
and just kept growing. And our main focus, Esther, was to provide a very welcoming atmosphere for music students. We didn't want them to walk in and feel intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, quite the opposite. We wanted to welcome them because we remember what it was like when we first started, and it was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had this passion that we wanted to learn a certain instrument, but we wanted to cultivate that and nurture those that are just coming into playing
mm-hmm.
any sort of instrument. So over time we grew, and now in 2017 we were in a great space. We've got a recording studio, Wave Theory Studios, and we've worked on a lot of recordings here and locally and actually regionally too. So that's been another cool aspect about the Music Academy location, is that we kind of call it like a one-stop shop. You could literally walk in never playing an instrument. This has happened, actually. You can walk
mm-hmm.
in never playing an instrument, and after some time, have a recording on iTunes. And we've done that actually a lot.
Wow.
So I take a lot of pride in directing a program that has the capability of doing something like that for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's life-changing because, you know, it's not just about, okay, sit down and practice and we'll see you next week kind of thing.
Right.
We're all about the experience. And
mm-hmm.
we want people to have a great positive experience with their instruments. So that's the long and short of what the Music Academy is all about.
Well, that's neat too, because you know, music is a language in its own, and it's an art expression. It's a way to communicate. And I think even if a student is not too keen on performing, playing a solo by themselves at a concert, to have an opportunity to get into a recording studio and play something and have it recorded, even if it's just for posterity, it's one of those landmarks. And you go back and realize this is how much time was spent that went into getting to this stage where I felt comfortable playing and having it recorded. Yeah, it's one of those milestones. It's really neat.
Yep.
How did the... So that's kind of like the mission and your vision. That's you know, to, I guess that's what you were saying.
Right.
Just to provide a one-stop shop, a welcoming atmosphere for the parents and the students.
Right.
How did the partnership with GITS or sharing the space, how did that come about?
Well,
had you always been in the space with them?
Yes. We basically were scouting out areas in town, and they happened to have a suite next to them available, and it was just a great fit. And now we're lucky to share the big suite with them. Mm-hmm. It works out for both of us in that they do sell pianos and music literature,
mm-hmm.
and we provide music lessons. So it's literally a perfect fit for both businesses. And our students love it, too, because, I mean, literally, you need a lesson book, we have it right here.
Right.
And you need a piano, we have it right here, too.
Well, and I know, too, some of the teachers use the showroom to
right.
teach lessons.
Right.
When the rest of the academy is booked solid.
Yeah, which happens a lot.
Especially on Thursdays.
Thursdays.
It's the day everybody wants to have lessons.
Apparently.
Well, yeah, because in Friday you get to go out of town.
Yep.
But that was summertime. We'll see how it happens with the fall.
Right.
All right. Well, so where's the location? I know you mentioned it in the last show, but we'll mention it again for parents who might be listening and looking for activities on that side of town for their student, for their kids.
Yeah. We are right next to Sam's on Ambassador Caffrey. We're between Sam's and Walmart. You may have heard that tagline elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually right next to that business that uses that tagline. so that's the great thing is that we are very easy to find. Our parking lot is very easy to park into. So and we have a light right next to us as well. So so it's actually pretty well situated.
Mm-hmm.
It's very convenient. We're obviously right by a lot of shopping. And what we do is we have a lot of parents that will drop their child off for a half hour or an hour lesson and go shop and then come back and pick their child up. And, you know, they're in a safe environment. Obviously, we always have staff on hand to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So it really works out. And then here's another cool thing. We've got 10 lesson rooms. So if you have a family member that wants to take lessons along with yourself or a child and you want to take lessons as the same time as a child, we can do both simultaneously. They're both private lessons. So, you know, it's not like you always have to do one lesson back to back. We have so many teachers now that we can accommodate simultaneous lessons for different family members. So
yeah, that was one of the other things I wanted to bring up, that you were offering lessons for adults.
Yes.
And that's, I think, really important because in my experience, a lot of adults or parents will come in and bemoan the fact that they used to play and they don't anymore, or they never had the opportunity to play, but they want their student or their child to have it because they recognize the benefits of having musical ability.
Right.
Not only because of Louisiana growing up, you know, being in Louisiana and all the music available, but just for the brain training, as they say.
Right.
And I always say, you know, it's never too late to pick up an instrument.
It's never too late.
And start playing.
Our oldest student was an 88-year-old gentleman that wanted to learn bass guitar, and he'd stayed with us for about 2 years. Super nice guy and just loved every minute of it. And I tell that story a lot to folks that are coming in, and we hear almost on a daily basis, you know, I always wanted to play. I just, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm telling them, well, why not now?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not now?
Yeah, don't wait for a better time. Yeah. If you're thinking about it, do it.
There's nothing stopping you. There's no race.
Yeah.
You're not racing any, you know, just do it for your own enjoyment.
I had a Facebook comment. I used to play, but I don't anymore. Well, why not? Get that instrument. Go get one and start again.
Right.
You know, don't bemoan the lost years. Yeah. Jump on it and get involved with it now.
Here's another cool story, especially for KRVS listeners. My grandfather, Dalton Royer, was a Cajun French musician literally up until the day he passed away. And he was in his late 70s touring and still playing. Very awesome, you know.
Wow.
So it's really cool. My grandfather was basically, I mean, doing it for real. You know, he had a Cajun group.
Yeah.
And, I mean, ever since I was a kid, I mean, he would always be in the living room practicing, you know, his fiddle. He'd play accordion as well, too, and sing. And he did it because he just loved it. And that was him. And so we get so many people that we meet that they can't even explain why they're doing it. It's just part of them, mm-hmm. you know, and that knows no age. That can right. be at any age, you know.
Yeah. I had the opportunity, I think it was William Bell that played at the ACA last year, and I had an opportunity to go and see him, and I was just watching it, and they were just so animated on stage and full of energy and playing and passion, and all of them were mid-70s or older.
Yeah.
And you look at that and you go, wow.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
He's reading us all our mail. But yep. it's true. I think I had a cello student, had to be in his late 70s or early 80s, and every time he came for a lesson, I just applauded him
yep.
that he was, at that age, he was picking up something yep. new to try.
Yep.
It's so beneficial for your brain and just your own...
personal happiness.
Yeah,
enjoyment.
Personal happiness
yeah.
and enjoyment. And, you know, I get a lot of, well, I don't know, you know, if my child's going to have the talent and ability to be a professional player. It's like, that's not the point. You know, why did you encourage them to walk? Well, because that's how they get around. Exactly. You weren't telling them to walk because you hoped that they'd be a professional kicker
mm-hmm.
one day. Or you didn't encourage them to talk because you hoped that they would one day be a professional actor or speech person. Well, no, that's kind of silly. Well, yeah, but that's also silly to restrict art to only if it's going to be a professional job
mm-hmm.
or platform. It's like, no, art is beneficial, as you said, for just personal happiness, a way to express, as we were saying in the last show, you know, with theater being one of those really helpful ways for people to get involved in some sort of art expression without having to feel like they're responsible for everything on their own. It's just helpful to have some way to unpack all the stuff in your head at the end of the day and sit down at the piano or the guitar or pick up a paintbrush and dabble, even if that's all you do.
Yep.
You know, and,
yep.
I tell parents, even if that's all you do, dabble, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
But pick it up because, one, it's in your head. You've been thinking about it. So follow through with that and see where it goes. And, you know, who knows? Maybe you might get brave enough to go join a jam session. And then
yeah.
you have the fun of playing in a group. And that has its own benefits
yep.
and its own fun aspects of your socialization with
yep.
music and stuff.
It's very true. It's very true. And we have students, some of which I teach personally, are professional CPAs and attorneys that – when they come in for their lesson after 5:30, they've told me, okay, now this is my fun time. You know, I mean,
right.
They've been at work since, you know, 8:30, 9 a.m.
Right.
And so this is their unwinding time of the day. So
I'm sure as a CPA, you're crunching numbers.
You're crunching numbers, yeah.
Attorney, you're,
yeah.
you know, taking
right.
facts and whatever you call them when you interview somebody or you get questions.
Sure, yeah.
Your brain's probably just full of
right.
linear and logical stuff, and let's just do some...
yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's do some fun stuff.
And there's some interesting facts, too. And you can actually go onto our website, musicacademyacadiana.com, about the benefits of music lessons mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, switching gears to the younger crowd. So I read a report a few years ago from Forbes magazine saying that a lot of Fortune 500 companies tend to hire workers that have some sort of art or music background. And the reason was because their studies have found that their critical thinking skills are a lot more developed. And it makes sense because if you think about it in a music setting, in a lesson setting especially, if you're given criticism, but constructive criticism and feedback about something that you might be doing right or wrong on your instrument, over time you start to develop a much better way to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had a student that was not holding the guitar correctly, I would, you know, help adjust their hands and point to where their fingers need to be. And over time, they would take that as, oh, he's just helping me get better at this versus,
right.
oh, they're attacking me personally, and so I'm going to shut off. And so I feel like there's a development that happens mentally when we start to get outside feedback and we know how to take it.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do that even from an earlier age, I could see why the critical thinking and the ability to accept positive criticism could really help that person. Because,
yeah.
And the critical thinking aspect is if you make a mistake, you have to kind of figure out where to put your hands next time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about correcting. It's not thinking of failure as, oh, I messed up, I can never do this. It's
right.
more along the lines of, what can I do to correct this the next time? And over time, you're essentially developing experience on how to critical think through a problem.
Well, problem solving.
Right.
And then I know a lot of artists that have a totally different perspective on something. And you're saying, well, you know, looks like we're just kind of stuck here. And they go, well, how about doing it this way? And you go, oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
That would work a whole lot better. Yeah. Because, again, I think that they're used to looking at something from every angle. I know with my violin students, we do a lot of what I call hand separate. Even the piano students, hand separate. So if something's not working right, well, let's look at what this hand has to do and what this hand has to do and see if they're both doing the right thing. Well, then maybe they haven't figured out the coordination aspect of it. So, yeah. And they know from studies as well that it does a lot to help the right and left hemisphere connect.
Yes.
And have that correspondence, I guess, is probably not the scientific word.
But it makes sense. It's exactly
what
it's
in developing happening. Brains,
yes.
You know, their brain development. Never mind when you get into reading music, theory and counting and analysis, looking at chord structure and this chord goes to this chord and even the acute sense of hearing that a musician develops, probably the same as an artist that's a visual artist, gets with colors and hues and seeing shading and perspective, that their focus, their visual focus probably gets really acute in noticing minor, really fine details, where a musician has to hear expression, dynamics, intonation, and even with guitar, upstroke versus downstroke, and with piano, where the pedals are, and with the violin, which way the bow's moving, and are the notes connecting in the same direction? Is it, you know, are they slurred? Are they lorette? Are they staccato? Mm-hmm. And I'm using all these musical terms, but yeah, it's amazing what all of what gets in. Kind of gets packed into learning a musical instrument.
Yep.
And again, going back to what you were saying with the wave theory and having that opportunity to go in and record it, even for the parents to have this sort of broad range view of, wow, we came in and I didn't even know they'd ever be able to stand still. And now they're playing this entire song.
Yep.
And they got it recorded.
And they got it recorded.
That's really neat.
Yep.
So how did the recording part aspect come into?
Over the years, I always have a laptop with me, and so students would just ask if I could record them, you know, just a quick mic, you know, in the room. And so I said, sure, you know. So over time, when we moved over to the big suite in January of 2016, I thought, you know what, since we're renovating this space here, let's go ahead and dedicate an actual studio room. And partially, admittedly, for selfish reasons, I love to record. And so I just thought it'd be really super cool to have that. But it actually has turned into a really good resource for us at the Academy and thus its own entity known as Wave Theory Studios.
And probably at some point you could have a class where you're teaching kids how to do that.
We do have a few students. We do offer audio recording and mixing as a course. And we actually do have some students that do that.
Okay.
And we will continue to do that. It's such a fine, it's a very niche field. So, But we do have a few, and I think over the course of, you know, the future, we'll continue to promote that a bit. You know, there's only so many rooms in our academy, so that's part of the, you know, it's funny. There's an old joke we have is that the more rooms we build, the more we need. You know? And I guess that's a good problem to have.
Didn't they say if you build it, they will come?
Yeah.
Is that from a movie?
That I think that is from a movie.
It is. It's the baseball field movie, which I don't know what the name.
Field of Dreams. Yep. Very famous movie. But no, and it's funny because that has turned out to be ironically true, regarding Wave Theory itself, it kind of just started out as a passion project, and it's sort of taken on a life of its own. We've got a ton of clients that we have on the books right now that are coming in. We've done a song that got on a Chevy commercial, which was pretty cool. That came out of nowhere, yeah. And
cool.
And so, yeah, we're working with developing some new artists. So, it's a nonstop thing.
So you have lessons for adults and kids of all ages.
Yes.
And then you have the recording studio area. Mm-hmm. What instruments are offered?
Okay. Let's see. Voice, piano, guitar, drums, ukulele, mandolin, violin, cello, saxophone, trombone, trumpet, acting, musical theater.
Did you say clarinet?
Clarinet, flute, bassoon. We actually had a dulcimer student for a while too. We have one of our teachers that does dulcimer. So we do quite a bit, and so we're always looking for folks that have a good talent of teaching to, you know, join our staff and mm-hmm. students that are, I mean, we literally could offer virtually any instrument that's, you know, that's out there. So,
mm-hmm.
so all the string instruments, a lot of the stage rock performing instruments, and a lot of the school band instruments we offer.
Sweet.
You know? Yeah.
And I know you're starting to do a lot more with outreach to the public. What are some of the offerings, the performance opportunities that the Academy is offering for the school year?
We do two big recitals each year, one in May, one in December. And that's basically our solo performers, all of our solo students that want to perform a piece, or in our student bands as well, too, which we didn't even talk about that. We have a student rock band program. So I'll talk about that in a second, because that actually kind of ties into your question as far as what we have.
Offerings.
So we have showcases at the Mall of Acadiana. We do those about 3 to 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually on a Saturday, we'll go in and just perform in the center court. And it's been actually a lot of fun. People just walk by and go, wow, this kid that's 8 years old is just killing it. This is great. We will do special presentations at elementary schools. We've done that. So if any students I want to participate with that. We also have our musical theater performance, which was on August 5th. But we'll have more of those, as we mentioned at the last show, mm-hmm. That you and I had, spoke with. We have all ages shows, for just our student rock bands. So our student rock bands are basically student bands that we put together to have them perform together. And it's a lot of students that have never played in a band, quote unquote, before.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join our program and play in a band that's coached by one of the Music Academy instructors. And so they rehearse each week for an hour. They pick songs. We actually, you know, also do like a little recording for them too, because that's part of being a band. You're gonna,
right.
you got to record the record, right? So, so again, it's sort of like a one-stop shop of what it means to be a musician. You know, you practice your instrument, you perform your instrument, you play with others, you record. We even have a guy on staff that does video work too. So that's something we've actually done as videos for our students. So
uh-huh.
I mean, literally, we can do pretty much all there is out there to do as a musician on a small localized scale. You know,
has any of the students come in with having written their own song?
Many. And many do record in our Wave Theory studio area. There's a few students we're working with to kind of help them with their social media, promotion,
mm-hmm.
and their own production as an artist. And that's actually one new aspect and component that I've taken upon this year in 2017 is the artist development angle,
mm-hmm.
and it's an area I've got a lot of experience in. So that's another part of it. So let's say we have a student, and actually this has happened. We have a student that's been with us for about 8 years, and so he's at the point where he's getting ready to record his full-length record with us, and we're working on his promotion package, and we're working on getting his photos together and video. So literally, we can go through many aspects of the early stages of an artist's career and even get them, you know, help out there to really put them out there on a professional level. To my knowledge, there's not very many programs in the nation that does anything remotely like that.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to piecemeal it and find somebody that does this and find somebody that does this. We kind of do it all in one place. And I'm really happy about that. I tell this to parents all the time. I wish we had the Music Academy when I was 16, because I literally would never leave, like, ever, you know.
But it's not too late.
But it's not too late.
And you
actually,
do it now.
Yeah. I don't leave as it is, but
right.
that's because I work there a lot.
And seeing your daughter's going to grow up in a really cool environment.
There. Yeah, I mm-hmm. think so.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what
happens.
Take the TARDIS 15 years and see what happens, where she is.
That's it.
So what I think you gave the website information, but go ahead and give that again and the phone number.
Okay.
So anybody crazy enough to listen at 11:30 at night or sane enough to listen off the website.
Yes.
We'll know how to follow through. And is there a Facebook page?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So first, our website is musicacademyacadiana.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, just Facebook Music Academy of Acadiana. So it's very, very easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And our phone number is 337-456-8929.
Too bad it's not an acronym.
I know, right?
That would have been
yeah.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. We'll have to think of one.
Yeah, now yeah. My brain's going that way. But yeah. I've already come up with a slogan that in the Suzuki world we say, you're rarely too young and never too old. And that might be a good tagline for the Music Academy.
I'll take it under consideration. I'll talk to the boss about that one.
You're rarely too young and never too old. So get out there and do it.
Yes.
Pick up an instrument and go for it. You have all kinds of instruments available to you. You have tours. So a parent mm-hmm. doesn't have to come in just blind.
No, they can come and see and
say,
schedule
well,
a tour.
Like cold and sure. say, I want to do this, but they can
sure.
schedule a tour.
And they can come and see every room that we teach in. We've got these great pianos in every room, which we use obviously for piano lessons, but for vocalists and even for like other instruments.
To accompany.
Mm-hmm. We've got guitar amps in every room. We've got mirrors in every room for vocalists to make sure their posture is good and they're breathing from the right area.
But that's even good for violin students.
Violin students as well. Posture is a very big deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And also, you can come see our Wave Theory studio room and our mixing room as well, so you get a feel what it's like to be in a real recording studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and y'all really put the icing on the cake when you got a snack machine.
The snack machine is probably the coolest thing of our entire Music Academy. And we have healthy snacks, too, so we're very health conscious about that, you know?
Never mind that there's several fast food restaurants within walking distance.
Right.
Actually, stone throwing distance.
Right.
Sweet.
So it's very comfortable. And that's funny you mentioned that. We have three lobbies. So the front two and the back lobby / kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wanted to come take lessons and you wanted to, you know, your parent was with you, I mean, they can literally read. They can get some snacks. We've got free coffee.
Yeah.
That's always the clincher for me.
Yeah.
You know, the free coffee.
And there's a toy area.
And there's a toy area for children to play. So
mm-hmm.
we really try to make it as comfortable as possible for parents.
And kids while they're waiting.
And kids while they're waiting, yep.
Yeah, that's really neat. Well, we appreciate you being in here today and
talking
about the Academy. You've been listening to Je Savais Pas. My name is Esther Tyree, and Tim Benson was in today giving us lots of information. So go to the website or call the number or go to the Facebook page or drive over and check it out. It's on Ambassador between
Sam's and Walmart.
And maybe we'll see you out and about at one of the mall performances. So, well, let me read my little promo and we'll call it a night. You've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRVS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles, and online at krvs.org. Thank you, and good night.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate Aural Studio Transmitter Links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana